The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
We had the most wonderful interaction on this show about a week ago, which got us to the point where we are now sitting down to an interview with the lovely Riaan de Grey. As jy nie weet wie Riaan de Grey is, laat ek vir jou 'n bietjie inlig. Sy's 'n mamma, sy is 'n ontwerper. Sy is ook 'n aktrise en die aanbieder van so 'n klein showkie op Kyknet. Boerseke vrou.
Hey.
Ja, welkom by The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Oh, dankie julle. Dit is super lekker om hier te wees in julle nuwe studio. It's very pretty, my
You are the first guest in our new studio. What do you think of the new digs?
It's absolutely amazing. The pressure is really high now. I have to like make an impact in the new studios. It's beautiful. Well done.
Well, you've made an impact on your first season of hosting Boerseke vrou.
Oh, thank you, Roz.
Hoe gaan dit?
Ja, hoe gaan dit?
Lekker. Baie lekker. Dit is nou besig om uit te saai. Ons het in Maart al klaar geskiet.
Yes.
Dit saai nou uit, maar 27 Oktober val ek alweer in die pad met die volgende season van Boer.
Oh, ja. Wow. So dit hou nie op nie, né?
So ons het, dit voel eintlik of dit ophou nie, maar nou al uitsaai, maar omdat ons so lank al klaar geskiet het, was daar eintlik 'n lekker gap gewees.
Ja.
Maar ja, dis nou al amper die volgende een.
I've got two questions based on the show quickly. Waar is die mooiste plase in die land? En waar is die mooiste boere in die land?
So, okay. The first answer is really hard because every farm just has this beautiful aesthetic, but I have to say Tapiz is gorgeous with all the baobabs.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely amazing. And the second one, I'm not going to answer because it's not Riaandi Soekse Boer. It's Boerseke Vrou.
Yes.
So I can't answer that.
Very, very diplomatic. I like it.
Riaandi, hierdie werk was eintlik iets wat jy sê jy het vir jare voor gebid.
Yes.
That it's an answered prayer.
Absolutely.
Tell us a bit about that because you've auditioned before.
Yes, I have. So I am a farm girl.
Yeah.
I basically grew up on a farm. My grandparents had a farm in die Vrystaat, Spitskop, and I just absolutely fell in love with the farm life and farmers in general, just the way they think and the way they are just so appreciative of everything. It's just a different type of person. So my granddad is just my hero, so I have this thing for farmers in our country and what they do. So I always wanted to become a farmer's wife. I wanted to live on a farm. I didn't have a farm. I was like, well, the way to get there is to marry a farmer. And then I met my husband. I was like, okay, so now plan B, because he's not a farmer, now I have to present the show because I am going to be on a farm one day. And then I just started praying. And in every single interview I mentioned, I want to be Boerseke Vrou's next presenter so that somewhere someone might hear it that has like a finger in the pie and might be able to take me to it. And then I did audition about 4 years ago, didn't get it. And I was like, okay, it's okay. All in the right time. And then how I landed this, actually, I contacted someone at CakeNet and I said, I really want to be the next presenter. I don't know if Mashiel is staying, whether she's going, but when she decides she doesn't want to do it anymore, please can I be the next presenter? And they said they're already done with auditions and they're at callbacks. And then I said, I will do whatever. I will send you videos by the end of the day. And the producer said, end of the day is too late. You better send it now. And I phoned a friend. I said, I'm meeting you in the park. We're shooting links. I sent it 2 weeks after that. They flew me to Cape Town for the callbacks. And then 2 weeks after that, they said, you are Boerseke Vrou's next presenter.
I'm just imagining shooting your audition tapes at a park somewhere.
Yes. Yeah,
like pointing at the jungle gym, you're like, kyk hierdie mooi trekker.
No, Rob, it's hilarious. There was literally a dog taking a... doing his thing in the background, and we had to like reshoot the take because it was very inappropriate. Yeah, no.
Ons het 'n boodskap ingekry van Teresa, en sy sê, Riaandi, mooiste vrou ooit.
Dankie, Teresa.
Jy het 'n baie groot ondersteuningsbasis, nie net uit jou akteurswerk nie, maar uit jou loopbaan wat jy gebou het, maar hierdie is groot skoene om vol te staan.
Ja.
Whether it's just following Marcel of going in the footsteps of your very good friends Leah and Nadia Bekes de Villiers.
Yeah.
There's a kind of like a it's iconic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, it's just all these incredible women that you look back on in every single season. It's women that has a real impact. And apart from just them, just the show and how successful the show has been over the past years and being able to now represent it is something that I still feel I'm going to wake up and it's just a dream.
Ons kry so baie boodskappe in oor hoe mense jou net love van binne en buite. Jy geniet hierdie werk obviously baie.
Ek doen. Ek doen regtig. Ek is ongelooflik geseend en overwhelmed met die terugvoering. Ek is regtig baie dankbaar vir die liefde wat ek van Suid-Afrika ontvang. Ek weet mense kan nie almal gelukkig hou nie, so ek is bewus daarvan en ek het vir myself gesê ek kan geen kommentaar op enige social media platforms lees nie, want ek het dit so veel geniet. Ja. En ek weet ek kan nie almal gelukkig hou nie, so ek soos ek gaan nie enigiets lees nie, want dit gaan die ervaring vir my wegvat. Maar daar was soveel kere wat ek moes gegaan het, hierdie is jou werk. Jy kan nie jy soveel geniet nie, wees professioneel. Ja. Hou op soos op en afspring en
gil. Stop having a good time like, and do your job.
Be professional, like you're getting paid to do this. En as ek, dit maak het nie vir my sin nie. Dis net die lekkerste werk. Ek kan nie geloof word betaal daarvoor nie.
Well, can I play you one of them? Susie sent us lovely things. There's such lovely messages coming in. This one from your Zan.
Hoorie, ek wil net sê dat ek is ongelooflik beïndruk met Priyandi. En ek word nie baie maklik deur mense beïndruk nie. Ek het nogal die vermoë om baie vinnig fyk te sien. En sy is vir my die ongelooflikste, sprankelendste, opregste mensie wat ek in baie lang tyd gesien het. Ek is nie 'n groot aanhanger van Boesoeke vrou nie. Ek het nooit gekyk in die verlede nie. En my oog het so toevallig eendag op 'n program het ek so vinnig vir 2 minute gekyk en weet jy, daai borrelende persoonlikheid het my so aangetrek dat ek nou letterlik elke week kyk. So jy doen die reeks goed en jy sien diep. Jy sien diep en ek is baie beïndruk en jy's 'n pragtige mensie. Mag jy altyd so pragtig bly. En ek wens vir jou net voorspoed in jou lewe.
Oh, bye, dankie. Jy gaan my maak help.
Ja, wildvreemdelinge wat verlief is op jou.
Ongelooflik. Dankie.
Obviously with a show that is this popular, there will be the naysayers and the negative stuff that happens. Do you just block 100%. It out? Because you've met die boere.
Yeah,
jy het met hulle one-on-one ervarings gehad met hulle en die briewe en die hele proses. Stap jy saam met hulle.
Ja, ja, ja.
So dan as daar uitgevaar word oor hierdie boer en daai boer, dit moet vir jou, as jy iets hoor of iets dalk raak lees by mistake, dit moet seker vir jou net bietjie ontstel dalk soms.
Dit is, ek dink, oor my is ek sê regtig vreeslik geworry daaroor nie, want ek dink ek is al lank in die industrie, so jy weet, almal gaan nie van jou hou nie. So dis vir my baie makliker om te sê dis water van die een se rug af, maar as mense my boere aanvat, dan raak ek opgevier, want ek ken hulle en ek ken hulle harte en ek weet hoe opreg hulle is en ek was daar saam met hulle en dit maak my hart seer dat hulle nie almal liefde gegeen word nie, as gevolg van sekere oortuigings en opinies. Ja. So dit maak baie seer. En dan bid 'n mens maar net dat die Here hulle sal beskerm en dat hulle niks, dat hulle nie welkry sal wees nie, dat niks hulle sal vastsit nie, dat hulle niks sal saam met hulle vat nie. Maar dit is moeilik en jy kan nie opstaan vir almal en vir alles nie. So dan hoop 'n mens maar net hulle staan vast in wat hulle gedoen het en gesê het en is nog steeds trots op hulle, want hulle kan wees, want almal is fenomenaal.
So, volgende seisoen begin nou weer skep. Yes. En dan, wat is volgende vir jou? Gaan ons jou weer op die silverdoek sien, dalk op die televisie?
Ek hoop so. Weet jy wat gaan ek nou doen? Ek gaan nou sê, ek wil in 'n action movie speel. Want ek het baie lang gesê, ek wil Boesoeke vrou se aanbieder wees en te word het waar.
Ja.
So nou gaan ek sê, ek wil in 'n action movie speel. En dan hopelijk hoor iemand dit iewers.
I hope the universe is listening.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
John Wick's cousin, Riandri Wick.
Love it.
Luister, it's baie lekker vir jou saam te hê vandag. Congratulations, it's been such a great season.
Ja,
and
thank
you. So many people have loved it. And the messages coming in on this WhatsApp line. Nicoline sê, ek wat ek het tips van Ria.
Ja, want jy het die mooie store.
Dankie julle, liewe Jesus Perm.
Listen, it's been such a pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's
thank
a phenomenal
you so
job you've done. We're very proud of you. And it's
thank
such a great show.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here and an honor to represent something like Boesoeke vrou.
Dankie Riandi, jy is
dankie julle. Ag dankie, julle ook.
Go put the full interview up on catch up on jacarandafm.com/drive as soon as we can.
Yes, ASAP.